Good morning. Welcome to worship this morning on a sunny day. It's great to have one. Everett just asked me when I walked in. He was doing sign language, and I said, "I'm sorry, I don't know." But he said he was asking me if I was going to do bread today. So if I'm known as the man with the communion bread, that's okay with me. We're doing something that's working, so that's good. We are in the season of Lent, and so that means we're getting together every Wednesday. We'll be together again this Wednesday for a meal at 5:45 and a brief service at 6:30, looking at gratitude on these Wednesday nights in Lent. So if you're playing along at home with us and you weren't here on Wednesday, this week the gratitude challenge was when you eat a meal, whoever you're eating with, share some things you're grateful for with that person you're eating with. So you can still play along this week and for the rest of the season. Join us in that discipline of gratitude. Wanted to let you know that Sue Anderson, who had been in the hospital about a week with another infection, is now at Lexington Healthcare as of Wednesday. And doing okay, but she's going to be there for 6 weeks for the course of this treatment. So if you're the person who sends cards or does visits, 6 weeks is a long time, and she's been more time in nursing facilities in the last 5 or 6 months than time at home, so I know she'd appreciate that. I think I'll leave you to check out the rest of the things in the bulletin. Are there other things we should be aware of? Yeah, Tina.
I just realized that the butterfly form is not open yet.
Oh.
And so I need to meet with anybody who is a silly parent. Just meet me right up front after church so we can do it.
Because we're not going to go on Saturday to the closed butterfly farm. Thank you. Yes, sir, Dwight. Brotherhood tomorrow night. Very good. Yes, thank you for the reminder. 7 o'clock, the Lutheran men will be meeting tomorrow night in here. All are welcome. Thank you, sir. Other announcements? I don't know that we have prayer shawls, do we? We wish happy birthday to Teresa, Debbie, and Kim, and happy anniversary to Brent and Keely. Anybody else we should add to that list? Taylor's had a birthday recently, but did we get her on the list last go-around? Perfect. Okay. Other folks we should add? Let's pray for those folks. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their hearts, may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I was just conferring with Andy, who's our council president, and we need to do some scheduling things with council. So if you're a council member and you're here, if you'll just pop right up. Let's say we're going to meet on this side, since the silly people are going to meet on this side. We just need to have a brief word about getting our schedules together right after the service. We begin on page 94. We stand. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God who forgives all our sin, whose mercy endures forever. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Gracious God, have mercy on us. We confess that we have turned from you, given ourselves into the power of sin. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things we have done and things we have failed to do. Turn us again to you and uphold us by your Spirit, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. In Jesus Christ your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen.
Thank you.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Eternal God, your kingdom has broken into our troubled world through the life, death, and resurrection of your Son. Help us to hear your word and obey it, and bring your saving love to fruition in our lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Congregation may be seated if the children will join me for the children's message. Good morning, guys. Let's see, we're coming out of the woodwork. Would you like this?
Yes.
Please. Hey, Marcus, will you come have a seat, please? Good morning, Ashton. I know, sometimes it's hard. I have a question. Do any of you, let me start with you, Ashton. Do you have a body? Where is it? That's your body. Does anybody else here have a body? You do. Do you all have your bodies with you this morning? You didn't leave it at home? You all brought your bodies with you? Okay, is that the way it always works? Are your bodies always with you? They are, aren't they? Our bodies are always with us. Where did you get your body? That's right. Yeah, God made you in the image of God. And you were born, and you have this body, and it's always with you, right? Now, your body sort of changes as you get older and you grow up, and then when you get older from there, your body sort of changes again, too. But it's always with you, right? Because God gave you these bodies. Did you know that our bodies are part of us and that we can use our bodies to serve God and to praise God? Yeah, your daddy uses his body to serve and to praise God. I want to do something with you guys this morning. We're going to read the psalm, okay? And anytime you hear something that you think has to do with a body, I want you to raise your hand, all right? You got that? Anything that has to do with a body, you raise your hand. Let's practice. Grapefruit. Feet. All right, I think you guys are ready. Okay. Listen to this. O God, you are my God. I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. Anybody's body ever get thirsty? Mine does. Yeah. My flesh faints for you. Flesh, that means your body, right? Okay. As in a dry and weary land where there is no water. So I have looked upon you. Anybody have anything in their bodies that helps them look? How about these eyes, right? Yeah. Because your steadfast love is better than life, my lips will praise you. You guys have lips, right? Everybody, 1, 2, 3, yes. All of you have lips. So I will bless you as long as I live. I will lift up my hands and call on your name. My soul is satisfied as with a rich feast, and my mouth praises you with joyful lips. Mouth and lips, right? When I think of you on my bed and meditate on the watches of the night, for you have been my help in the shadow of your wings, I sing for joy. Anybody's body sing here? Okay. My soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me. Cool. I want to do something else now. Will you guys stand up? You guys are going to help me a little bit. You guys are going to act out what I'm reading, just right standing where you are, okay? When I say the part of the body, I want you to do what I do, okay? My lips will praise you. Can you guys do that? My lips will praise you. I will lift up my hands and call on your name. My soul is satisfied with a rich feast, and my mouth praises you with joyful lips. When I think of you on my bed and meditate on you in the watches of the night, for you have been my help, and in the shadow of your wings I sing for joy. I'm not really good with motions, but you guys are doing a great job. My soul clings to you, and your right hand upholds me. Thank you, guys. You can sit right back down. Our bodies are a very important part of who God made us to be, and so it's important how we use our bodies, and we can use our bodies to praise God in worship by doing things like lifting up our hands and our hearts and our songs to God, by praising God with our words and our lips. But also, we use our bodies to serve God by serving other people, and there are wonderful ways that we can help other people using our bodies and the strength and gifts that God gave us, and we're going to have to learn about that as we get older, and maybe your parents can help talk about that. But I want you to know that God gave you these bodies and made them wonderful in the image of God so that we could use them to love God and to love each other, which is a wonderful thing. Will you guys pray with me? Lord God, thank you for my body. It is wonderfully made. Help me use my body to serve you. Amen. Wonderful. Thank you, guys. So if you're going to Children's Church, we're going to line up at that door, and we're going to wait for Miss Jordan right there at the door, please. Thank you. And then if you're not, you can head back to your seats, and we're glad to have you in here, too.
First reading comes from the book of Isaiah. Ho, everyone who thirst, come to the waters, and you that have no money, come, buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to listen. Listen so that you may live. I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. See, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples. See, you shall call nations that you do not know, and nations that do not know you shall run to you, because of the Lord your God and the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their way and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them return to the Lord that he may have mercy on them and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. The word of the Lord. The Psalms will be read by whole verse responsibly. O God, you are my God. I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you as in dry and weary land where there is no water.
So I have looked upon you in sanctuary, beholding your power and glory.
Because your steadfast love is better than life, my lips will praise you. My soul is satisfied as with a rich feast, and my mouth praises you with joyful lips. For you have been my help, and in the shadow of your wings I sing for joy.
My soul clings to you, your right hand upholds
me. Second reading comes from 1 Corinthians. I do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, that our ancestors were all under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. Nevertheless, God was not pleased with most of them, and they were struck down in the wilderness. Now these things occurred as examples for us, so that we may not desire evil as they did. Do not become idolaters as some of them did, as it is written. The people sat down to eat and drink, and they rose up to play. We must not indulge in sexual immorality as some of them did, and 23,000 fell in a single day. We must not put Christ to test as some of them did and were destroyed by serpents. And do not complain as some of them did and were destroyed by the destroyer. These things happened to them to serve as an example, and they were written down to instruct us on whom the ends of the ages have come. So if you think you are standing, watching out that you do not fall, no testing has overtaken you that is not common to everyone. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tested beyond your strength. But with the testing, he will also provide the way out so you may be able to endure it. The word of the Lord.
Luke, the 13th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. At that time, there were some present who told Jesus about the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. He asked them, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, they were worse sinners than all other Galileans? No, I tell you. But unless you repent, you will all perish as they did. Or those 18 who were killed when the Tower of Siloam fell on them, do you think that they were worse offenders than all the others living in Jerusalem? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all perish just as they did." Then Jesus told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came looking for fruit on it and found none. So he said to the gardener, "See here, for 3 years I have come looking for fruit on this fig tree, and still I find none. Cut it down. Why should it be wasting the soil?" The gardener replied, "Sir, let it alone for one more year until I dig around it and put manure on it. If it bears fruit next year, well and good, but if not, you can cut it down. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. So imagine you are a gardener, which I know is not much imagining for some of you. Some of you know that life well. But imagine you're a gardener and you've gone to the trouble to plow, to plant, to weed, and to water. You've given everything you can give to this patch of soil, and there is new life poking its green shoots up out of the ground. You are tired from your labor. You're sweaty. You got tired feet and an aching back. And all of that is one thing if you're harvesting some ripe fruits, right? But what if you go through all this toil and labor and you're left with nothing to show for it? What if all that's coming up in your garden is this big, tall plant that soaks up the sunshine, shading the rest of the crop, that drinks gallons of water on hot days, but produces nothing but big leaves? Now, imagine that after waiting all season for this thing to put out some useful fruit, it still produces nothing. And every time you look, it's bigger and bigger. The whole season goes by, no fruit. Another year goes by, no fruit. Even a third year goes by, no fruit. This plant is just shading more and more area of the garden. Hasn't it been given more than enough chance now, 3 years, to do what it's supposed to do? If I were this gardener, the fig tree is out of here at this point. We need this space for something else. But in the parable that Jesus tells, the gardener is the one who intercedes and says, "Wait, I'll give it some more help. I won't leave it on its own. I'll strengthen its foundation with fertilizer. We can give it another chance." Our God is the God of another chance that is not deserved. And not only does God grant another chance, God gets actively involved in the process, digging around our roots, feeding us what we need to thrive. God is the one who over and over again takes back the people of Israel who had turned from God. God is the one who over and over again uses people with difficult pasts and skeletons in their closet, uses them for the work of the kingdom. Remember Moses? He killed a man in rage, right? You remember that part of the story? Remember David, the great king? Well, David had a man killed to hide the fact that he'd been sleeping with the man's wife. Remember Paul? Paul was the go-to guy for persecuting Christians. And God used these people and more like them to do the work of God's kingdom. In the waters of baptism, God has even called you and me to the work of the kingdom. With all of your shortcomings, with all of my flaws, God loves us and calls us to follow Jesus. And even when we turn away on purpose, God does not tear us out by the roots, chop us down. God forgives us, feeds us, and opens to us the way of life. It's more than we deserve, no question, but that's just who God is. Which is why, when Jesus hears there are people talking about Pilate executing some pilgrims who had come to Jerusalem to worship, Jesus has to weigh in here. It sounds like maybe the local people in Jerusalem were saying that Pilate's executing these Galilean pilgrims might have been the Galilean pilgrims' fault. Maybe it was like a result of their unfaithfulness. But whatever the specifics were, The implication of this conversation that people are having, the rumor mill, was that God let Pilate kill these people because of their sinfulness. Answering these rumors, Jesus says, "No way. Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, they were worse sinners than all other Galileans?" "No," Jesus says. And while we're at it, he goes on, "the same goes for those poor folks who had that tower fall on them and were killed. Do you think they were worse offenders than all the others living in Jerusalem?" "No," Jesus says. Straight from Jesus here, terrible things do happen, but Jesus says this is not God's doing. I think we need to make sure that we hear this. We need to hear that it was not God's doing when white supremacists again attacked places of worship the other week in New Zealand, right? It was not God's doing. Nor was it God's doing when that cyclone or hurricane battered southeastern Africa. Nor was it God's doing when a bomb cyclone dropped all this rain on Nebraska. Jesus would probably say, "Do you think the victims of any of these tragedies are worse sinners than any of you?" No. These were not God's doing, just like suffering is never God's will or God's doing. That's just not who God is. God is the one who in love brings mercy, forgiveness, the reprieve we cannot earn, the one who says, "Let me work with them. Let me dig around their roots and put some fertilizer down." The suffering of this world comes from other places. Sin is often a key factor. Sometimes all we can point to, though, is simply tragedy. The crucial thing, though, that we know is that God is not okay with this. And we know it because the Father sends Jesus to make all things new, to bring in the kingdom of God in which there is no more mourning, no more crying, and the pain and death of this world are no more. We know that God is not okay with suffering and death because God sends Jesus to swallow up death that we would have life and that we would have it abundantly. I think this is the reason for the urgent words Jesus puts into his teaching on the causes of suffering and death here. It's that Jesus wants that abundant life for us. Are those impacted by tragedy worse sinners than us? No. But unless we repent, Jesus says we will all perish just as they did. Now, when Jesus says we'll all perish, this is not about punishment, right? This is about the reality that death is in store for all of us. This is not Jesus saying, "Well, unless you repent, we're going to drop a tower on you too," okay? What Jesus is saying is death is a reality. So what kind of death will it be for you? What kind of life will it be for you? What will we make of it? Because God wants abundant life for us. And that's not just about eternal life someday far away, but also the abundant life that we can have here and now, when we are part of the work of God's kingdom that's even now poking its green shoots up out of the ground. The abundant life is what God wants for us, the abundant life that bears fruit for the good of all. Faced with the very fragile nature of life, faced with these conversations about all these folks killed out of the blue, Jesus stresses repentance while there is still life and breath. Because sometimes it is just too late. Now, not for God's mercy. I'm pretty hopeful that the clock never hits zero on that. But in this life, yes, there are things that it can be too late for. Right? We can ask any of the teams who got put out of the NCAA tournament yesterday, right? There is no more work to be done for them this season. There's no more kinks to be worked out. Their dance is just over, right? That's how this life works. There are some things that it's too late for. As far as I can tell, the point of this life is to be in loving relationship with God and our neighbors. And we need to be working on making sure our lives reflect those priorities today, because life is fragile. And I think that's what Jesus is talking about. And while I'm pretty confident that there is no too late on God's promised salvation beyond this life, the opportunity to live this life in the fullness and beauty of God's intention does have an expiration date. And the consequences for missing out are real, right? We miss out on the abundant life here and now. God is not in the business of dropping towers on anybody, but we can miss out on the beauty of what life is intended to be today. Communion, not only with God, but with each other. We can miss out on that abundance of being in this life together. And Jesus wants more for us than that, so he speaks with urgency. Repent, turn to God, bear fruit. Amen.
Please join in saying what we believe in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in the God, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Seeking the grace, mercy, and love of Almighty God, we offer our prayers for the church, for people in need, and for all of creation. Holy God, build up the body of Christ and cause the gifts of your Spirit to grow among us. Lead us to recognize your saving work through gratitude and through all spiritual practices which you encourage. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Water the earth, Lord, with gentle rains and melting snow. Provide clean water for drinking, washing, and nourishing plants that will bear fruit for your creation. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Uphold people who speak your righteousness in the face of religious or political persecution. Receive those who died because they witnessed to their faith into your everlasting peace. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Provide relief, Lord, for those suffering and in pain. Especially we pray for survivors of floods in the Midwest of the United States and Southeastern Africa. We pray that you would grant wisdom and healing to healthcare workers who seek to diagnose ailments and bring healing to all who are ill or who grieve. Especially we pray for Burnett, Harold, Lydia, John, Lydia, Sheila, Gary, Sue, Bill, Joanne, Jana, Sharon, Barbara, Billy, Gracie, Noah, Kevin, James, Robin, Dean, Vince, Walter, Marty, Scotty, Tyler, Ed, the family of Grace, Chuck, Kathy, Laura, Joe, Jen, and all those we name now. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Lord, promote unity within your church and among the nations. Uncover the common threads in our shared humanity and keep us from making hasty judgments about others. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Reveal your will, Lord, as you receive our prayers and conform our ways to your ways through the saving work of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. We share a sign of Christ's peace.
and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love, through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You call your people to cleanse their hearts and prepare with joy for the Paschal feast, that renewed in the gift of baptism, we may come to the fullness of your grace. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, 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 God of our empire, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
The gifts of God for the people of God. You may be seated.
Right.
We stand. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. God of abundance, with this bread of life and cup of salvation, you have united us with Christ, making us one with all your people. Now send us forth in the power of your Spirit, that we may proclaim your redeeming love to the world and continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. We'll say together our mission statement on page 5 of the bulletin. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to invite the needy world.
Reminder, the silly parents will be meeting at the front and also the council. Go in peace. Serve the Lord.
Thanks be.